Today's daf is Nun Dalet. We got to the bottom of Nun Gimel Merbeis. We're in the middle, six lines from the bottom. Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya is teaching the bottom of Nun Gimel Merbeis. We're in the middle of that discussion. We never finished it. May as well just start from the beginning of it. So Tani Rabbi Chiya, Afilu Shneim Shogim, even if both the man and woman, the Yavam, the Yavam, are both Shogig, or Shneim Zidim, where they're both doing it for the wrong intentions, we said, was for Znus, or Shneim Anusim, or both of them are forced, it's still going to be a good Yivam. So the Gemara asks now, Onus to Masis and Hechidami. The Mishnah said that one of the parties were Onus. What is exactly is the example? The Gemara says, Ilema Kishansu of Dechachavim. If you tell me, were the Goy Mamish forced them to be with each other? Uba Aleha. Vahama Rava ain't Onus La Erva. We hold that there's no Onus by Erva. Lufish ain't Kisha El Das. The only time a person is responsible to be violating Erva if Kisha happened Midas. And if it was forced by Goyim, it's not going to be Kisha Midas. We've mentioned yesterday, Tosfos has a whole long discussion about Yag VaYavor, then how could you ever have Yag VaYavor if we're saying that there's never going to be a Raios if you're being forced by the Goyim? So why didn't a person just not, why does he have to kill himself? Normally the halacha is that if a Goy puts a gun to your head and says, Bal the Eshizish, or you're going to be killed, so you're supposed to get killed. But if we're saying there's no Isser here when you're being forced, so why exactly do you have to be killed? Don't violate the Isser.
This is something very interesting. אדם שעבר כל עבירה שימתוך עונש של מיטה, אין בדין מענישים אותו. ואפילו עבר על עבודה זרה, גילו עירות ושפיכות דמים שאמרו עליהן יהרג ואל יעבור, ולא מסר לנפשו למיטה, אין בדין מענישים אותו.
Right, it's machlokas. That's a Rambam he's quoting probably, right?
Yes.
Right.
It is machlokas?
Yeah.
I thought it's, okay.
So then the Gemara says, so what's the example? Ella b'yashin, must be a guy who's sleeping. So Gemara says, "V'hamar of Yehuda." Doesn't Yehuda say, "Yashen lo kana bivamto"? Yashen, person sleeping, is not going to be kona. Is yivama. So Rashi says, "Why?" As we saw yesterday, "Yashen lo kana di yashen la bardas velo have kinyan." It's not a good kinyan. You need das for the kinyan because ma'is yibum. We mentioned yesterday that there are two elements. Ma'is yibum. There's a mitzvah. And there's also the kinyan that takes place. So for the kinyan, you need a das for the kinyan. Look over at Tosfos now. Tosfos towards the bottom, the small one, a few small ones. But Dibur Maschil Yashin Lo Kana. Tosfos argues in Rashi. First, he quotes Rashi and says, "Perish Bekuntris, Mishum Dilo Havi Bardas." The reason why a Yashin is not a kone is because there's no das. Vikasha Deha Katan Ava Gab Dilo Havi Bardas. You mentioned this yesterday, Adam. Katan who has no das, Havi Kone Ilav Di Miate Kra. The reason why Katan is excluded from performing Yibum is because it's a Gzeres Hakasav. Had we not had the Gzeres HaKasav, he actually would be able to be Kona. But he's La Bardas. So you see, being a Bardas is not essential to being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivam. No, from the Torah. The Torah says Pasuk. And the Pasuk says Ish, right. Yeah, Ish V'lo Katan, right. Very good. Ish, and the Drush is Ish V'lo Katan. So what's the reason why Yashin is not Mekayim the Kinyan here? Elo Taima says Tosfos Mishum Delo Ichavin Lebiya Klal. There's no kavana. V'havi Kimischavin LaHatiach Bakolus Debesamach. No different than a wall. So therefore, there's no kavana. More emphasizing the aspect of mitzvah, the kavana of the mitzvah, as opposed to Rashi was emphasizing the das of the kinyan.
I think they got confused.
Who got confused?
Mala.
You're the article?
No, I think it's supposed to say Yeshina, not Yeshina.
Probably be either one, though, no? No, talking, I have in mind Yava and Yashin, not the Yavama.
No, I have Yashin too, but uh-huh. I think, you know, think about it, Ben Adam Yashin, even though the TSK issue is, so what? You still need to, you know, to do an action.
Oh, no, Eichan
Abim. The reality is different, that she's Yashina, and he fought, you know?
Eichan Abim. It's obviously a extreme case, but I've known people who have some very serious sleepwalking issues. So if people can get in these deep sleeps, then who knows? But certainly very unlikely. So anyway, what is this case that onus still that's possible to be kona aide onus? So Gemara says ela bid niska. So Rashi explains what's niska. Top line of Rashi: niska shiniskasha li ishto v'nafal menagag v'niska b'yivamto. So there was kishrei das. We fell off the roof and happened to fall on top of the yivama. So the Gemara says v'ha amar rabba. Doesn't Rabba tell us the Gemara Baba Kama also had quotes this Gemara nafal menagag v'niska. The person falls from the roof and niska into a woman below. Chayev ba'arba dvarim. He has to pay the arba dvarim. Nezek, tsar, riboy, shevas, all these different damages he has to pay. Uvivamto lo kana, though, it doesn't work for kavana, for yivama, rather. So what's the case? We're still back to square one. Where do we have ones that's kone by yabam? אלא כגון שנסכבים לאשתו, ותקפת יבמתו, ובלם. So the case is where he had kavana for his wife, but then it sounds like the yavama grabbed him. That sounds like an Ashes Potiphar type case. He grabbed the yavam, ubala, and then that's why he was forced into this. There was kishre das, kishre ayide das for the isha, but he was forced by her, and that was the case of onus.
Still that, yeah.
That's why it's work. There's das, yesh kishre bedas, and that's all you need according to Rashi. Now, according to Tosfos, I'm not sure why there's no kavana, but for Tosfos, there's kavana of bia. There's no kavana for yibum, but you have kavana of a shem ma'isa bia, so that's why it's good enough, I assume, for Tosfos.
And this is very similar to Shogeg. What Rashi said in the Mishnah, Shogeg was Savershi Ishto Isha Cheres, where he thought the yivama was his wife. But in this case, he actually knew his wife was his wife.
Right. There's no Shogeg here.
Right. There was a mix-up again.
It was a force. No, he was forced.
But it was huge.
So therefore, it was more extreme than a shogeg that one was a mix-up, there was a mistake. Onus was no mix-up. He was forced into it by the Yavama to perform the mitzvah yibum. So,
and again, even though we have the concept of ein kishrei eladas, we don't have the same concept that a person should be able to stop this kishrei once he's in, I guess, a state of kishrei.
Right, right. It all goes back to the beginning, I guess. Haschalas Kishrei, I guess, right. So that's all the Mishnah case, where one party is ones. What about Anusim? Shneim Anusim de Rebbe Chiya. What's the case where both parties are Anusim in Rebbe Chiya? Heichidami. Kigon Shneskavim Leishto. So he had Kavana for his wife. V'takfu Ovdichachavim. The Ovdicham took both the man and woman. V'davkum Zebezeh Ubala. So they forced him. So there was Kishrei Bedas from the man, and then that's all you need. Once you have that, so then you force the two parties together, and that's Anusim, and that's also going to be Kona. Okay, now Gemara says, Marani Mili, how do you know these words? Which words? So Rashi, the Gemara, we'll see from the Gemara that Ones and Ratzon, all these different scenarios are going to work for Yibam. So Gemara quotes from the Raisa, Yivama Yavala, says the Pasuk. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. When a person performs Yibam, there's a mitzvah. That's the first pshat. Rashi explains, mitzvah, Kolomer bibia yosmi bechalita. Of the two options, yavama yavoleha, that's the preferable approach. That's the mitzvah as opposed to chalita. Now, it's interesting the way Rashi formulates this. We discussed many times in the past. Is chalita also a mitzvah? Or is chalita just really missing out? It's nothing wrong, but you just lose the mitzvah. So the fact that Rashi says mitzvah yoser kolomer bia yosmi bechalita, it sounds like chalita also has a mitzvah. It's just more of a mitzvah is by bia. There's also a mitzvah by chalitza. He could have said differently, the mitzvah is by bia. There is no mitzvah of chalitza, he could have said. So then the Gemara says, davar acher, another interpretation, which is why we brought this braisa, this medjush. Yivama yivole, what does that mean? Yivole, regardless of ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onis, ben b'ratzon, any case, as long as there's bia, there's the kinyan of yibum. V'ha afiksa l'mitzvah. But then we just use the word yivama yivole, is to tell me that's the preferable way. How could you now use that same word to tell me any way the bia is done? So Gemara says, the mitzvah is really learned out from a different pasuk. It says, v'im loch yachvots ha'ish v'chule. If the man doesn't want to do yibum, so then he could do chalitza. The implication of that pasuk is, preferably, we should do yibum. So then what we learn from the words yivama yavola, that tells me any bia, whether it's beratzon, b'shogi, b'mezin, and so on. Then the Gemara asks, and very nafka, Hachavitz Yavam. So I continue the line. Again, let's read that one more time. L'mitzvah mevi'im lo yachvotz ha'ish nafka. Hachavitz Yavam. And if he wants to, he should do Yibam. That's the mitzvah. And v'chi asakra, when the other pasuk of Yavama Yavola comes, that tells me bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, and bein b'ratzon. This is the source. The Gemara now quotes another braisa that says, Tani idach, that Yavama Yavola kidarka. So that tells me Yavama refers to bia kidarka. That's one way to be kone the Yavam. V'lacha, another word in the pasuk says v'lacha, that tells me shaloka darka, that's also a way to be kone the yivam. V'yavam tells me bia gomeres ba, v'ein kesef v'shtar gomrim ba. The word from yavam tells me that only through bia works, but no other way. You can't give kesef, you can't give shtar, only bia is the only way to be kone the yavam. V'yavama, what does that word tell us in the pasuk? Ba'al karcha, even if it's against her will, you force her, it works. Davar Acher. Another interpretation, Yavama means Yavala, Bein Bishogig, Bein Birasan, Vechule. So different interpretations, different words, we're having different drushes.
So this is the Bach, it's in Omar Mar. We're analyzing the last.
In the Aleph, Davar Acher is not, Davar Acher means Omar Mar, let's see. Omar Mar. Aha, I see.
You said before, Davar Acher, there are two ways to take Yavama Yavala, either mitzvah, or Yavama means Yavala, Bein Bishogig, Bein Mezid.
In that one where we said Bein Bishogig Bein Mezid, so the Gemara asks, again, Amar Mar, we read it as Yivama Yivoleh Bein Bishogig V'chulei V'ha Afikse L'Kedarka. But what in the word Yivoleh come to teach me that Kedarka is one way to be Kona, the Yavam? How could you use it for the Drasha Bein Bishogig Bein Biratzon? Hahu M'lehekim L'Achiv Shem Nafka. That L'Kedarka is learned from the other pasuk that you're supposed to continue the name of your brother. But makom shem makom shem, the place where you could continue the name, meaning the makom a person has a child from. V'chi asakra, when the pasuk of Yavama Yavo Aleha, that comes to teach me bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, and bein b'ratzon. So if you just map out each word, which Josh has learned from each word, we have kedarka, shlo kedarka, bein b'shogeg, bein b'ratzon, bein b'ones. All these different things are learned out.
So it's b'di'evit to do shlo kedarka. Is that the word?
Is that necessarily true?
Because we just said it works either way. And now the Gemara is saying that Yavama we're using to tell us the Kedarka.
But still, Lakha is telling me, we never rejected that. Lakha is still telling me, Shalok Kedarka.
Mm-hmm. So then what's Yavama? I mean, there's no Chiddush to tell me that Kedarka works. Kedarka is the way you do it. Is it Kedarka the way you do?
Uh-huh. So the fact that it's being pointed out, maybe that's the preferable way. And it makes sense, it should be. Right, you're probably right. Let's see. I don't think it being addressed back here. But L'chol, you're probably right.
The Gemara says, Hahu, Shame, and Afka. What's Hahu? Kedarka?
Yeah, the content of the Kedarka, I think, yeah. Okay. But you're probably right. You probably are right. It's the Chachila Kedarka. Okay. Gemara now says, quotes from what we mentioned before, Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Yashen Lo Kona Bivamta, we said. The person who's sleeping is not going to be able to be Kona his Yivama. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yivama Yivola. What are we learning from the Pasuk? Ad de Mechavin La L'Shem Bia. That's to have Kavana for the purpose of Bia. But don't we have a brayse that tells us bein er, bein yashen, whether a person's awake, whether he's asleep, it's going to be a good kinyan. The Gemara says, so David picked up on what you were saying. No, ema bein era, bein yashena. Whether she's sleeping or awake, that doesn't make a difference what her state is in. He has to be awake, but she could be even sleeping. But another brayse clearly says bein er. Who, bein yashen, who, bein erahi, bein yishenahi. So you can't change that price. It clearly is talking about both parties here. So is a man who's yashen able to be koner or not able to be koner? Hach b'mayaskinan b'misnamim. When we say that he can be koner while sleeping, it doesn't really mean sleeping. It means he's dozing off. What's the definition of misnamim? We saw many times in Shas. Hechidami misnamim. Amirav Ashi, nim v'lo nim. He's sleeping, but not really sleeping. Tir v'lo tir. He's awake, but not really awake. He's somewhere in the middle. You call his name David, he says, yeah, I'm here. But he can't give you a logic back. But he's somewhat aware of what's going on. And you ask him the next morning, do you remember I woke you up? And you say, yeah, I remember you calling my name, but I don't remember what we said. So that's the definition of misnamnim. I do it to my kids a lot at night.
What? What'd you do?
I wake them up.
What?
And I, before I go to sleep, I like to kiss them before I go to sleep. Sometimes I have a good time with them and...
So
the Gemara says, "Gufa Amar Rabba Nafel Min Hagag V'Niska Chayev Barba Devarim." So we mentioned before also that someone falls off the roof, he ends up being Niska into an Isha, and he's Chayev to pay the four Devarim, the Nezek Tsar Rifui and Sheves, the damage, the pain, the refuah he needs, and the Sheves, the work that he may have gotten damaged, he can't or she can't work anymore if it's got such damage. But the Gemara says Vivamta Lokana, but it's not going to be Kona the Yavama. Benezek Batsar Bishabis Burifua, you've paid those four. There's normally five things. Aval Boshis Lo, the fifth one's Boshis. Lo Mechayev, you're not obligated to pay Boshis, why not? The Marmar Ein Chayv Al Haboshes Ad Shis Kavin. The Gemara tells us here in many places in Baba Kama, you have to have Kavana in order to be Chayv Boshes. Since the Kli wasn't Kavana, he fell off the roof, you're potter from paying the Boshes, the embarrassment she may have received from this Maisa. Amarava Niskavin Latiach Vakosel. He has Kavana to be a Tiach, rub up against a wall, for lack of better terms. Rashi says, Latiach Bakosel, Lav Lashim Bia Mechavin. He didn't have intention for any Bia, says Rashi. But instead, even though he had intention to be Latiach Bakosel, Vitiach Bivamto, end up being his Yivama, and Lokan, it doesn't work. But then let's say Latiach Bibehema, but if he had intention for a Behema, and then it ended up being Latiach Bivama, Kona, he will be Kona. Why? Because the second case of the Behema, the Hok Mechavin Lashim Bia Beolam, he did have Kavana for Maisa Bia, even though it was a Behema, it was still Maisa Bia, so therefore, even though it went over to the Yivama, it will work. As opposed to a Kosa, that's not called a Maisa Bia.
But didn't we learn that when there's Karet, it doesn't work? Meaning in Behema, obviously it's Karet because it's Suda Waita.
Right.
So how can it be Kona Yivama?
Right. He didn't end up having Bia with the Behema. That might have been the initial intention. Ended up being Yivamta. Worked out better for him. He wasn't violating any Yisr in the end of the day. But how is he able to work for a Yivama, he having Kavana for a Behema? Because since the Kavana was for a Maisa Bia, that Maisa Bia is simply transplanted to the Maisa Bia with the Yivama. As opposed to the case of the Kosel, it's not a Maisa Bia with a Kosel. So accidentally ended up being a Maisa Bia with the Yivama, there was no Kavana for Maisa Bia in the first place.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah?
If not for the fact that Torah says you can't have deal with Behema, there's no reason logically to differentiate between Etiach Lekosel and Etiach Lebehema, because I would say neither of them are Maisabia. So what you intended to do for an animal, that's not a Maisabia. So the Torah creates that into being a Maisabia. I mean, otherwise, why is that a Maisabia? I'm a human being. Why is that a Maisabia?
Well, I don't think it's so strange to say, because animals also have Maisabia. Normally it's with their own species, but they are engaged in a bia. A kosa obviously isn't, so even though it's not natural for an adam and a behema, it's still, I think, a maisa bia.
No, but the outcome from the action, that's the problem. It's not the action itself, if it's good or not good, if it makes sense, the outcome of that action. You know what I mean?
What's the outcome?
Malachi chavala.
He's in a world above us.
Just for people.
So you're saying because there can't be a blood, there can't be a child, that's why the outcome doesn't matter?
Many, many other things, you know, behind it. It's similar, you know.
Okay, but this is an interesting point that, again, Adam is pointing out, that we see that a Maisa Bia with a Behema is considered a Maisa Bia. This might be important for Amud Beis, for something. So the Gemara now quotes Echad Hamara. The Mishnah told us yesterday that talking about different Maisa Bias, so whether it's Ma'ara, Ma'ara is viewed as Tchilas Bia, and whether it's Gomer, whether it's a completion of Bia, either way, it's going to be a kinin for the Yibam. So this idea of Ma'ara, so Gemara asks, Amar...
Tell you where I may have real nafkamis, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
But there's technology where they're actually trying to create robots like human beings, like Amish, like human beings.
Wow.
And they're predicting that in the future people are going to find companionship with robots.
Terrible.
Like Mamish. Like make them so real that people have such...
They'll move like that, no?
I mean, would that be considered a Maisa Bia? Is that like Kosel or is that like a Behem?
That's a good question. I would imagine more like a Kosel, but who knows?
I would think so too.
Yeah.
But what's the svar behind why it's a Maisa Bia with a Behem?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear.
Is it because of your perception of what the events are, or is it because of what the Metzius, the fact that it's got a life source in it?
Right.
That maybe no day of Maisa, you know.
Right. I can't imagine anyone would think it would be considered Maisa B with a robot, but you have to still figure out the Sfar, why that, and it's clearly a difference of that in an animal. Animal as a life source, it's natural to have Bia as opposed to a robot's completely artificial. But, and if similar shot, like Gemara talks about a golem, and having a golem creating through Sefer Yetzirah, creating a man, can he be part of a minion? So same question, is such a creature, creation, that comes from Sefer Yetzirah, is there a Maisa Bia with that type of... So it might be similar. There might be a difference between Sefer Yetzirah creating something versus a scientist.
Say, discount? Golem?
Is it? I believe it's brought down Shulchan Aruch that you can count it. I think so. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula says, Minayin l'hara minatara. How do you know ha'ara, which again is tchilas bia? The Gemara summer here discusses exactly the definition of ha'ara. What does it mean? Is it kenisa batara, or simply nishika bosa makma? I think that's machlokas, what exactly ha'ara is. So minayin l'hara minatara. How do you know that ha'ara works minatara, that's effective? Shenemar, v'isha sheyishkav es ish dava. Dava is a lashon of nida. Also, by the way, a lashon of hod. It's in a pnimis. Dava refers to hod went backwards, when it got messed up. But either way, it refers to nida. V'gala es ervasa, shows her erva, es makara he'ara. So if a man is mishamish, has beer with his wife, or even anyone else who's not his wife, who's a nida, it's going to be an isakaris. And we see the lashon of mikara he'ara, even tchilas beer will be this violation. So Gemara says, Mikan Hara min ha-tara. Here we see that the concept of Hara exists on the Torah level. Ashrachan Nida, so I understand by Nida there exists Hara. Shar Rayos Minayin. How do I know other Rayos have the same halacha? Maybe other Rayos have a Gemar Bia. Now this transition from Nida to Rayos is a very, very big Gemara. Because there's a discussion in Rav Yosef Engel and Asman Daraisa and many other, even Rishonim, whether or not Nida is one of the Rayos or not. Very important Gemara here. The Ritva in Yevamos talks about it. The Ritva in Pesachim talks about is Nida one of the Arayos?
What do you mean Nida one is? I thought the Arayos is like Kovot, a relative.
Exactly.
What the connection to Nida is?
So very good. Space. Nida in Parsha Achrimos, where it lists all of the Arayos, it also mentions Nida in that same Parsha, all the lists of Sukkim. So there's a question whether it's considered one of the Arayos or not. And Nafkamina would be
any Nida.
One of the nafkamins are, would you, Yagva Yavor applies to the Gimel of Eros, one of them being Gilei Raios. Is Nida considered one of the Gilei Raios? The person says, I'm putting a gun to your head, if you're not Mishamish, this woman who's a Nida. If it's a Gilei Raios, you have to take your life. If it's not, then one's permitted to. The ritual in the beginning of Pesachim has a machlokas about this. Okay. So then, anyway, so we know by Nida there exists the concept of the Hara. How do I know by other rayos hara tchilas bia is a considered bia? V'chi tema nilaf nida. Maybe you should learn this out from nida. Just like ma nida, she can't. So just like nida has it, so to other rayos, the Gemara says you can't learn it from nida. Nida is different. Ma la nida shekain mitama es baala. Nida has a chumra that when it's a person's mishamish with a nida, then he's going to become tamei just like the nida himself. It's called bol nida. Bol nida is tamei. The pesukim tells. And masha enkin all the other rayos, it doesn't mitame the man. So it's a chumra only by nida. So maybe also ha'ara tchilas bia is a chumra only by nida. Ella asim ish is ach. We'll learn this out from the wife of a brother who's aser, of course. So dichsev isha sheyikach as ish is ach. If a man who takes his brother's wife nida he, and we should call the nida. The pasuk uses the language of nida. Why do you use the pasuk of nida? Vechi ish is ach v'liol nida he. She's always a nida. There's no time that she goes to the mikvah. She's tahar. Of course, there are times. Ella kinida. We're comparing the pasuk. It's comparing eshes ach to a nida. Ma nida behara af eshes ach behara. So just like nida, as the pasuk says, hara tchilas bia is considered a ma'aseh bia. So too through this hekesh, I guess the eshes ach is also the iser of hara, even by tchilas bia. So just like eshes ach, now we have is going to be aser behara. So to all other arayos, the Gemara says you can't learn from eshes ach. Why? Mal eshes ach. Shekin biyodo l'rabos di makadish v'azil ki'alfe. Eshach has a certain chumra that one's brother, can marry as many wives as he wants, up until 1,000 wives if he wants. He could continue to ask him more and more. As opposed to all other arayals are very limited. You only have one mother, and only, sisters are so many. You can't have 1,000 sisters. It's just impossible. So Eshach is a certain chumra that you could create so many more arayos for the person. That's why maybe hara is also going to be another chumra. Mash enkin all other arayos. Ela asim miachos av v'achosem. We'll learn this out from an aunt, the father's sister or the mother's sister. Dichsev ve'ervas achos imcha v'achos avicha. The aunt from either side. Lo sigala ki es she'ero he'ara, the pasuk says. So we see hara applies to an aunt. So Gemara says ikla mifrach. You can't use that as the model. Because ikla mifrach, mal achos av v'achos em, shekein iser haba me'elav. That's an issue that comes automatically. It's against your will. That you were brought into this world with that existing aunt from either the mother or the father. So that's a certain chumrah. It comes against your will, as opposed to, I guess, other arayos that come more willingly. Right? See, Rashi says, Shekein Iser haba me'elav, upasha minay imo v'achos. So you can learn from this, at least a mother and a sister, ubito kiyotibem, which came me'elav. But you can't ask the velo tifshe minay arayos ha'ne'esaros lo machmas kedushim. Something that came through marriage, that wouldn't be able to, let's say, a father's wife, who's not your mother, but your father's wife, is came through kedushim, maybe that shouldn't be aser with hara, only with a ma'is abir. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So mechadeh lo aser, we came to a conclusion. You can't use one of the psukim as a source for every arayos. But maybe, tisei techadeh mitarte, maybe you can learn from two of them. Mehetesi, which two do you want to use? Tesi meishas ach v'achos av v'achosem. Use the sister-in-law as one source, plus the aunt as another source. They both say ha'ara by each of them. Use that as a combination and learn all other rayos. Gemara says, using those two, there's still a common denominator between those two. That's a chumra. Malahanoch shekein isurin mishum she'er. Those two are similar, Rashi says. Shekein isurin mishum she'er. V'tifshar kol asurus mishum she'er. You can learn all the arayos except for Eishes Ish.
What did you start from? What did you try? What's the point of trying?
We're trying to figure out Ha'ara is Tchilas Bia. So Tchilas Bia, how do we know that's going to be Usher by all the arayos? Not only Gmar Bia, but even Ha'ara is going to be Usher. So we only have a few mentions of it. It doesn't mention by all the arayos, so we're trying to find the source, how you learn from them. So if you use, again, then Eishes Ach plus an aunt, that will get you all the relationship arayos, which is pretty much everything, except it won't get you Eishes Ish. That much it won't get you. Well, it's interesting. There's a discussion whether Eishes Ish is considered a classical type of arayos, because there's a lot of indication that might be Bechlal Geneva, stealing a husband's wife. I think the Gram might say that's not considered a typical erva. Either way, from this, it sounds like it is a typical erva. So since we can't learn, at least from Rashi, since we can't learn Eishes Ish, so it's not does not serve as a good model. Ella, maybe Tesi mi Nida, v'achos av, achos aim. Maybe use Nida and the ant as the two sources together. So Gemara says that can be used either because malahanach, shekein iser haba, me'elav. Both those cases come automatically. The ant comes automatically and the Nida comes me'elav. She becomes a Nida, me'elav, automatically. So that can't tell me anything about where it was done through Kedushin, where it was done willingly. Ella, Tesi mi Nida v'eishes ach, maybe learn it from a Nida plus the brother's wife. Demai parachta, what's the question you're going to ask there? That seems to be a good model. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what to ask. Maskvla Rav Acha Bred Rav Ika, Ma l'nida v'isha v'eishes ach, shekein ein lehem heter, b'chaye osrin. Those two are different because there's never a heter during the life of the one who asks it. What does that mean? Rashi says, b'chaye osrin, the last Rashi on the page, kol's man she'odam chai v'hishofas, when a woman's alive and she is shofas, dam's coming out, when the brother's alive, even if the husband, the brother divorced her, it's still usher. So therefore, only cases, though there's a certain chumra. They're always usher during the lifetime. As opposed to the Gemara says, Tomer be'eshes ish, shekein yesh laheter b'chai osra. The one who asks her is her husband. But if her husband divorces her, you're allowed to marry her, even though the osir, the husband, is still alive. So maybe by Eishes Ish, there would not be the Chumra of Ha'ara. So Amalei Rav Achab Medifti L'Ravina Atu Nida V'Eishes Ach B'Chai Osenhu Dein Lam Heter Aval Achab Mikan Yesh Lam Heter. So what do you tell me? When it comes to Nida and Eishes Ach, only during the lifetime is it Aser and there's no Heter, but after there, only afterwards is there a Heter? And Mar says that doesn't make sense. Because biyome talia milsa, when it comes to nida, it all depends on days. Nothing to do with while she's alive. She's not always usher while she's alive. She's alive and then she stops seeing nida, so then she's going to be mutter. It's not usher b'chayeha forever. And so too with the brothers, eishes ach, bibanim talia milsa, rachamana. All depends on brothers. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, bibanim talia, im yesh lebanim afilu meis achiv. If he dies, it's not always going to be usher if he dies. Oh, he's mutter if he dies. If he dies and leaves over children, so then he's actually, the wife's going to still be usher. So it's not dependent on life or death. It depends on other factors. A nida depends on days, counting days of not seeing nida. And a brother depends on children and not children. It's not only life and death. So that can't be the rejection of this as a proof. Now, as an aside, the Rashash makes a very interesting comment here. He says, it's not true. Nida is not only dependent on days, on her waiting the days of being tame, in 7 days, according to the Torah at least. All the woman's tame for 7 days. There's no need for Shivanakim. The Torah, it's not all about that. The Rashash says, what about the mikvah? The Gemara seems to imply it all depends on 7 days of tumah. And then the next day, in theory, she's tahor. What about mikvah also? So they point out that mikvah has no source in the Torah for nida. There's no explicit pasuk that says a woman has to go, who's nida, to go to the mikvah. Talks about mikvah all over the place, but everybody nida. So they scramble to find the source that a nida has to go to the mikvah. One of the sources is that by Hagalas Kalim, Tefilas Kalim, Tefilas Kalim, you have to place it in the mikvah. And the Lashon, the pasuk says in Parshas Matos, is that B'mei Nida, you place in the Mei Nida, which is the mikvah. So why do they use the language of Mei Nida? So they learn from Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, right? So that's the source that also Nida has to go into the mikvah. It's somewhat of a roundabout source. Anyway, it's an interesting ha'ara that he makes. Anyways, back to the Gemara now, two lines from the top. Ela Parech Hachi, ask the following question. Again, we're trying to use Nida plus Eishes Ach as the model, just like those two ha'ara is Aser, so to other Arayos. Gemara says you can't. Parachachi, Mala Nida ve'eshes ach shekein ein osran matirin. The one who asks it cannot be mater them, as opposed to Tomer be'eshes ish she'osu matira. The one who asks the eshes ish can be mater. So what does that mean? Rashi says three lines from the top. Ein osran matirin. The one who asks them is not going to be mater them. Ein koch ba'os lahatir ela davar acher matira. The Nida yomim matirin es Nida. It's not the dam which asks her. It's not going to be matir. It's the days that ask her. For example, let's say a woman sees dam nida for 1 day, and the next day she stops seeing dam. She's not going to be tahor. She doesn't see dam anymore. So we see it's not about dam. She has to wait 7 days, min haTorah, until she's no longer tamei. So it's not the one who asks her is not the one who's matir. And Eish is ach.
Combination of the two.
Sorry?
Isn't it combination of the two?
But it's a good point. I guess it's not
let's
only.
Say, let's say she did 7 days, and then she sees in the 8th day too.
She's going to be tummy. Yeah, very good point. It's not only, I guess, it's not only the oser that's matir. You also need the days. And when it comes to Eishes Ach, Kishu Ariri, it's not him, that it's not only the husband who now died, the brother who dies, it matirs her. It also depends on him having children or not children. So you're going to tell me by an Eishes Ish that the one who asks it is going to be the one who's matir. A certain kula that the Eishes Ish has. It doesn't require any other outside factors, so maybe it doesn't have the chumra of Ha'ara. So Ella, finally, a famous hekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah, not Rabbeinu Yonah of the Rishon, but of course Rabbeinu Yonah of the Gemara. El Amar Rabbi Yonah, V'yisema Rafuna Bereder V'Yushua Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells me, Ki kol asher ya'ase mikol ha'toivos ha'ela. Anyone, this is the end of Parsha Achimos. After it lists all the arials, it has this summary, or this Pasuk that includes everything, all the toivos, all the arials, ha'elu, the person gets karis for violating any of the above-mentioned arayos. Hukshu, says Rabbi Yonah, Hukshu kol ha'arayos kulon linida. We connect, all the arayos are now intertwined, all connected. So they're connected to nida. They all have lines drawn to each other. And nida is among the arayos. Ma nida bhara, af kol bhara. Just like nida explicitly says the iser takes place even with hara, even with tchilas bia, so to all other rails, vis-a-vis the Tekesh, will also be violating it through Hara alone. Ella, the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ella Nida dechsiva gave Eishach lamali. So we had said before, the Pasuk clearly states that Eishach is like a Nida. Now that's unnecessary. Once we have the Hekesh of all the rails are connected, we know that Eishach has the same halachas as a Nida. Why does it explicitly have to write Nida by Eishach? So Gemara explains, the Rav Huna, Dama Rav Huna, Remez liyavama mina Torah minayin.
In regards to Shetrach, he says kinidahi.
Yes.
He does.
Mm-hmm. So what are we learning from the extra word now of nida by Eishes Ach? So it's a remez, says the Gemara. Remez liyavama mina Torah minayin. What's the hint to yavama? What do you mean minayin? With a hint? Haksiv yavama yivaleh. There's an explicit pasuk that yivam performs bia. Ella, what I mean to say is remez liyavama shasura bechaye baila minayin. So how do I know what's the hint? That the Yavam is Aser in the lifetime of her husband. Minayin hay svarhi. It's a clear svara. You don't need a remez. Midama rachmana, from the fact that Hashem tells us, lachar misa zabai la sharia, that only after her husband dies is her brother-in-law permitted to her. Mechlal de bechaye baila asura. That implication is, when the husband's still alive, then she's asur to the brother. So dilma lachar misa, maybe you could say, dilma lachar misa baila mitzvah, maybe after the death of the brother, so then the live brother, there's a mitzvah ibum. But maybe you could say, not that it's asur bechaye baila, but maybe bechaye baila, while she's alive, rishus, it's permitted, but not a mitzvah. Inami, maybe you could say, lachar misas baila in bechaye baila lo. Maybe you could say, after the death of the husband, then the brother is permitted to her. But during the lifetime of the brother, it's not. V'lav haba, michal ase ase. And a lav that's inferred from an ase becomes an ase. So what are we saying here in this last line? About kares leka, but there would be no kares. So it's not so clear from the psukim that there is an iser, that's iser during b'chayi baila. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'isha she'ikach es eishes achiv nidahi, v'chi eishes achiv nidahi, is she a nida? Ela kinida, ma nida, afa pi she'esh lehetel achir mikan, b'shas isura b'karis, af eishes achi, achnami, afa pi she'esh lehetel achir mikan, b'chayi baila b'karis. So that's what we learn from. So again, just like Anita, even though ultimately she can become tar after the days pass and after she goes to the mikvah, she'll be mutter, but during Shas Yisurah, there's Isser Karis, so to Eishes Ach, even though you could see a certain kula, that it's possible, and sometime down the line she'll be mutter to you, but right now while she's Usser, there exists an Isser Karis, and that's why you have the Hekesh to Nida by Eishes Ach. Then the Gemara says, Ela ha'ara d'chsiva gavi achos av v'achosem. We said there are two places where it says ha'ara in the Pesukim. One was by Nida. Now, Nida is the model. It's the source of all other Arayos. But it also mentioned it by the ant. Why mentioned it by the ant? So Gemara says, Lamali, l'chadabai minei Ravina mirava. From the fact, we need it for the following question that Ravina once asked Rava. Ha-ma'ara bizachar mahu. Person says ma'ara who has tchilas bia with another man, mahu, what's the halacha? Is that going to be a violation of the Isser or not? Bizachar mishkvei ishiksiv. So it says Mishkava Isha. Mishkava Isha means multiple Mishkavim. Regardless of how the Mishkava, how it was done, in what what stage, they're all going to be Aser. If you look at Rashi, higher up in the Rashi is Mishkava Isha. V'chemin de B'isha Havei Hara. So the fact that we're comparing the Mishkav Zachar to Mishkav Isha, says Rashi, since by a woman, Havei Hara, Mishkav, it's called the Mishkav, by a Hara, it's considered Mishkav, Mimela, Isaser B'Zachar, that same definition of Mishkav will be applied to a Zachar as well. Da B'Zachar Ksiv Mishkava Isha. Then the Gemara says, okay, so we don't need it to tell him anything about Mishkav Zachar. So Ella, the Gemara says, what about with the behema? That's why it was relevant what we mentioned before. That it is considered a Maisa Bia with the behema. So the Gemara had the Shaila. You don't need it anymore to teach me anything about the ant, because you already know the ant is Asr with Hara from the Hekesh to all the other Arayos. So we have this concept of imenu inun. If it doesn't apply to where it actually mentioned it, we could apply it to another context. So tineu inun, to place it elsewhere, apply it elsewhere, lahara de behema. So we're going to say by behema also, there's going to be, the iser will even exist with hara alone, with chias bia. So Marva, let's say, analyzes this. Michti. Behema chayve misis bezdinu. Person who is mishka behema will get Mrs. Bezdin. My taima, what's the reason? Because ksiv l'hara dida gavi chai v'krisos. Let's see this for a second.
No, so that's one question. My taima ksiv l'hara dida gavi chai v'krisos. Why is it hara written by chai v'krisos? Ksiv gavi
chai v'krisos.
We just said it's Tnei Uinyan.
Mm-hmm.
A tnei inyan from something that's a chay of kares to something which is a misa bidei.
Aha, bezin. Aha, so that's the shah. Okay,
put it in its place, but it's more appropriate to have learned that.
Aha, v'nidah misas bezin, misas bezin. That's part of the continuation, I think. So why not? If we're using this pasuk to tell me something about behema, so it should have been initially written in the context of a misas bezin, which is similar to a misas bezin of behema.
No, I don't think.
No?
So. No, it says, אם כן, מי טיימה כתיב להרדידה, גבי אחות ואחות אב. ואחות הם שאינן אלא חייבי כריתות.
Correct.
What's the difference?
Krisus is not Mrs. Bezdin.
No,
Hashem.
It's a question.
Right, and it continues to go on, yeah. And v'hai, it should have been lichtov the gabe, one of the other aisles that has a Mrs. Bezdin attached to it, and it's a better limud of nilif Mrs. Bezdin from a Mrs. Bezdin, as opposed to going from a karis to Mrs. Bezdin. That's too much of a jump. So the Gemara says, "Aidi tekule krole drasha asi ksibe nami hamilsa," the drasha. Since the whole pasuk of Achos Av, the whole pasukim of ants, are all drashas, each word's a new drasha, we figure we throw that drasha in there as well. The whole pasuk is a pasuk of drashas. So before we go weiter, today's 7 o'clock is davening, right? Maybe we shouldn't do it. An interesting toast on the top here, Bezachar, we're not going to do it. My drasha, what are the drashas that exist by Achos Av and Achos Em? The Tanya. Ervas Achos Avicha lo sigala, one should not have an erva, there's an Isser erva by an ant. Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'im. Whether or not it's your father's sister from the mother or father's sister from the father, both, either way, it's going to be an Isser Erva. Atomer, you're saying, bein min ha'av, bein min ha'im, whether it's they share the same mother or only share the same father. Oh, einu ela min ha'av, lo min ha'im. Maybe it's only from the father, a sister from the father, but not a sister from the mother. Redinu, chayv kan, v'chayv bachoso. There's a chiv here by an aunt, and there's also a chiv by a sister. Ma achoso bein mina'a bein mina'im. Just like a sister, it's clearly going to be usher, a half-sister, whether you share the same mother or share the same father. Afkan, so too, the sister, an aunt's sister, bein mina'a bein mina'im will be usher, regardless of the father and aunt have the same mother or same father. O kalchul derchzu, or maybe take the following approach. Maybe you should say, chayv kan v'chayv bedodaso. Your chayv and your aunt, and your chayv also in, an aunt also from the other side. One is your uncle's wife. Dodaso is your uncle's wife, not your father's sister. It's an aunt, but not through marriage. So just like there's an aunt who's your father's sister, and there's also an aunt who's your
the wife of your father's brother.
Exactly. So an aunt, dodaso is an aunt through marriage, and Achos Av is an aunt through relationship. Two types of ants.
So that's
Asher. Dodaso is Asher. An ant.
If it's not,
depends which Dodaso.
Right, but now that's what it says. Now let's compare ants from both sides. A real ant and an ant through marriage.
No, I know that ant is Asher, but ant through marriage.
Right, is Asher.
Is Asher too?
Yeah, we're going to see how Asher is it. Ma Dodaso, just like the ant through marriage is only Asher min ha'av.
Father's brother's wife, not your mother's brother's wife.
Your father's brother's wife, but not your mother's brother's wife. Okay, right. No, unless it's your father's brother from the father, as opposed to your father's brother from the mother. And that might be what it is.
Is that right?
Let's see, Rashi. You see, ma dodaso min ha'av v'lo min ha'im. Shim haya dodo achi aviv min ha'im v'lo min ha'av, like what I said. Ein ishto alav erva. Your father's brother from the mother, her wife, his wife, wouldn't be asur.
Your father, mother?
No, your father's brother.
Your father's brother.
Through the father, sharing the same father.
Bah.
You have a father and a brother.
Yeah.
Half brother.
His brother or your brother?
No, father.
Father.
Brother. His father, your father's brother.
Or your uncle.
And they, your father, your uncle.
Your uncle married
to. Wait. What? But it's your uncle because your father and your uncle share the same father only.
Okay.
So that uncle's wife is going to be usher.
Okay.
But let's say it's your father and your uncle who share the same mother only. Then the uncle's wife will not be usher to you.
Similarly,
exactly. So too by an aunt through relationship, through mishpacha, that's where we're going to connect.
But what I was going to say is, and similarly, your mother's brother's wife is never usher. It doesn't matter if it's your mother's brother's through your mother.
Is that true, yeah?
You and what?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think they're saying only a father's brother's wife through father.
Could be. I don't know. They don't say that. You're. I guess you're inferring that from the Gemara, but it's not stated here yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible though.
Okay.
So Afkan. So once we establish a dadasa was only usher when it's an uncle from the father's side. Afkan. So to hear by the aunt, your father's sister. Afkan min ha'av v'lo min ha'im. Only if they share the same father and share the mother. That's the suggestion of the Braisa. That's not going to be true. So the Gemara says no. So we have two options now. Either we compare a achos av to an achos, which either father and mother will be aser, or we're comparing to a dodaso, where only the father would be aser, but not from the mother. These are the two options we have. So the Gemara says, well, which option are we going to choose? Let's see. Nir lemi dome, which is it more similar to? Dunin iser haba me'ilav, iser haba me'ilav. Learn an iser that comes just automatically through relationships. Val tokiach dodaso shein iser haba me'ilav, rather it comes only through marriage. So an aunt, or your father's sister, is more close to a sister who comes just me'ilav, as opposed to an uncle who married a woman that comes unnatural. So that's why we compare it more to a sister, and it's us even min ha'im. Oh, perhaps. Maybe take a different approach. Maybe learn out relationships from the father, from other relationships of the father, and not learn from his sister, which is a completely different level of relationships. Which is itself usher to the person. His sister is usher to him, as opposed to the aunts from either side has to go through the father in either of their directions. So the Gemara says, I know, a bit confusing. Talmud Lomer, Irvas Achos Avicha Lo Sigale. So the father's sister, the aunt, is Asher. Bein Min Av, Bein Min Ha'im. What's the drasha here?
Right, so we're trying to show that whole pasuk is telling you drashas.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kamash Malan, the pasuk has to teach us that the sister, your father, that's Asher, we don't distinguish. We didn't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the pasuk comes to tell you that...
I think we're saying as follows. If you're going to say, I think it's... If you just say, Ervas achos avicha l'sigala means beim na'av min'aim, so then Ervas achos amecha l'sigala beim na'av beim na'aim lamali, why do you need that? Simply, limichte b'achos av lamali, limichte b'achos aim. Once you write it by the ant, so why do you have to write it by the sister? You could learn it. If the aunt is going to be usher beim na'av beim na'aim, then certainly a sister will be usher beim na'av beim na'aim. That's what it's asking, I think, no?
You're saying it's coming to teach you about the aunt of the uncle, the wife of the uncle?
Not the wife, I think the father's sister. Rashi's not saying much here.
Maybe because the fact that Torah is quiet. So it says, Ervas Achos Avicha. It's mashma. However, she's the sister of your father.
What it's saying here is that in all Parshas Kedoshim, there are two Parshios of Arayos. There's Parsha Achimos and Parsha Kedoshim. Now, Parsha Kedoshim focuses on the punishments. It doesn't focus on the Azharas, the warnings. The warnings are mentioned in Achimos. But these Psukim, by the way, are mentioned in Kedoshim, yet still says Lo Sigal. Lo Sigal is the Azhara. It shouldn't be mentioned in Kedoshim. It should only be mentioned in Achimos earlier. So why is it mentioning Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Sigale? So that extra word comes to tell me, that's what they're explaining, comes to tell me that it's Aser Beim Na'av Beim Na'im, coming to include. So then let's read that again. Tamalomer, Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Sigala, tells me Beim Na'av Beim Na'im. That was clearly not mentioned in the Gemara and Rashi either, I don't think. But, right. So same along the same lines, it says, Ervas Achos Imecha Lo Sigala, that also is extra, Beim Na'av Beim Na'im. So now the Gemara asks, Lam Li L'michta Me'achos Av, Lam Li L'michta B'achos Eim, why do you have to mention in both places? You can learn, mention one, Pasuk Rashi says, and learn the other one from it. They're both very similar. So Amar Rabbi Abohu, Tzrichi, you need both Pesukim, both by the sister and by the aunt. Why? Why do you need both? Dikas Rachmana Ba'achos Av, if it wrote simply the father's sister, Shekein Yesh Lachayis, there is a relationship there. Aval Achos Eim, Eim Alo, there's Yichas that goes to the father always. But maybe from the sister, a sister from the mother, there is no yichus there through the mother. So therefore, you have to write. Wait 1 second.
Because it's saying it both by the father's sister and the mother's sister.
Rashi is Yesh Lachayas bin Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. Right, we find that. Dechsev Vesal Dual Mishpachosim Levesavosam. So there's Yichas from the father's sister. But by the sister itself, maybe not, Rashi says, because it's possible.
By the mother's sister.
By the mother's sister, it's possible that they don't have the same father. I'm not getting this one here.
Well, that's part of the next part of the Gemara.
Ah.
You know, the point is you have Yichus of your father, so you would think it's Dafka there. And now the Gemara is going to say that there's a Svar to say by the mother, then I guess it's Rav Bilas
Lacharba. But why not by the sister?
By which sister?
Achos Eim. Can we have a Chai Yichus by Achos Av? But by Achos Eim, there's a Yichus. So we're trying to prove. Oh, that's why you need to tell me that for. I see. By the aunts, the aunt applies to both the aunt of the father and aunt of the mother. Okay. V'i, kasarachmana ba'achos eim, if it taught by achos eim, shekain vadais, so she's vadai's sister, because they know who the mother is, va'achos av eim alo, but we don't really know, when it says the father, we don't really know it's the father, maybe it's not going to be aser. Tzicha, therefore we have to mention it at that case as well. V'dodaso, de pshitile, letana. So that which the Tana assumed was Pashit, Mina Av Lo Mina Eim, the uncle's wife, only an uncle from the father, not from the mother. Why was that so Pashit? Minale. How do they know that? Amarava Asya Dodo Dodo. Ksiv Hach Ervas Dodo Gala. Uksiv Hasim O Dodo O Ben Dodo Yigalenu. Talking about another context. This is talking about redeeming someone who sold himself to a guy. He needs to be redeemed. So we say we look for a Dodo, we look for a Dodaso to redeem him, to pay back, to buy him back from the Goyim. So Malahal, just like over there, in that context, Mina'av v'lo Mina'im, Afkan Mina'av v'lo Mina'im. It's only from the father, not from the mother. So to hear by the Erva, it's only by the father and not from the mother. Hosam Minal, and how do we know Dod and Dodas over there is only through the father, not through the mother? So Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, Mi Mishpachto Yigalenu. Mishpacha Av, Kriya Mishpacha. Mishpachas Eim, Eino Kriya Mishpacha. Mishpacha always refers to the father, never does refer to the mother. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here.
The Gemara says before, this I find very interesting, that Achos Av, Rashi says,